And what about that one that's a longer, flat shape ones used in cooking? You have blanched.
You're not thinking about chinky pins, are you?
I don't know about chinky pins. What are they?
A chinky pin is a little, is something that is small and reminds you very much of a chestnut. And that we have the chinky pin tree. You find them in the woods. They're getting very rare. You don't see them as much as you used to.
But it's an edible nut.
Oh, yes. They're delicious.
Really? Oh, no. I was thinking about one that you buy at Christmas a whole lot, and they have a porous shell. They use.
I know what you. Almonds. But we don't grow those here.
No, they don't grow around. Okay. And. The fruit that's common, probably most common in Florida is?
Oranges.
Okay, and if you had a bowl of oranges and you said you wanted to get some more, you said, well, I'd better go to the store because the oranges
are getting low. My bowl's getting empty. The oranges are all gone.
Okay, and the little red vegetable that you have that's kind of hot?
Is radish.
And the plural is?
Radishes.
And the larger ones that grow on a vine, they're really a fruit, bigger and juicy.
Tomatoes.
Okay. And do you have, how'd you call it?
Tomatoes.
And what about very small ones? Do you all have,
You saw some in my kitchen.
What do you all call them?
I believe that the way she gave me those plants, I think she said they were little tumbolima. Tomatoes.
Oh.
I believe what she called them.
You don't raise them.
Well, I have some, but she gave me the plant.
I see.
I didn't plant the seed.
Okay. You ever heard them called Tommy Toes?
No, I haven't.
Okay, along with steak, you might have a baked
potato.
And when you use the word potato, generally you think about that.
The white. Well, we eat a lot of red potatoes too, so.
Okay.
And we used to think of them as yams.
Okay.
Red baked potato.
Okay, and what other kinds of potatoes? Those that are yellow and sweeter?
Now, that is what we call a red potato, or sweet potato.
Red potato and sweet potato,
that's the long and the red ones, see.
Oh,
and a yam, we think of that. Those all would be in the same.
Okay, you raised them here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and something with a real strong odor that's supposed to bring tears to your eyes is a...
onion.
And what, you all have different kinds of...
Well, yes, you have the white Bermuda onion, which is real good to eat. And we have a little nest onion that has... grows in a little cluster, and it's little ones, but they cluster together and grow together
and
like that.
You eat them when they're young and tender, rather. Okay. And what do you
and
call
the
them?
The little nest onions is what I've always heard them called. And of course, now that is a little spring onion too that they say. But I think there's a difference though in that little spring onion than there are in the nest onions.
More in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what other vegetables do you have? What things do you grow? Maybe if you think about the characteristics of putting in, say, vegetable soup.
Oh, well, we grow peas and butter beans.
What different kinds? Okra,
snap beans, running snap beans, and bunch snap beans. We grow some carrots. You can grow lettuce. If you transplant it, you can have nice heads. And
how would you say I have two or three of lettuce?
Heads of lettuce.
Okay. And what about the big leafy one?
We have turnips and collards and cabbage, mustard, rape, and I think you can grow spinach here, but we don't get anything about it much in us, so therefore I don't have a clue with it.
Okay.